Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 235.
Here we are.
Yep.
It's early again.
I'm like, we're here again, twice a week.
We have a different filming schedule this week because Miss Marston is going to Coachella.
Correct.
So we got to make sure
Correct.
We got our shit done before then.
I can't believe it's
so
finally
you can have
happening.
Fun.
I feel like it's been just like counting down for so long that it doesn't
I more
real.
So can't believe that you spent $1 million to stay in a hut. Or a tent.
Okay,
a yurt.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We've been over this. I would have spent
okay.
more if I was staying in an Airbnb. I would have been in a house, but I also wouldn't have had all the perks. And it's basically like the equivalent of an artist pass. Like we get to be in like the VIP.
So you're saying you're going to meet famous people?
Potentially.
Like,
I mean,
almost for
I'm
sure.
not going to go up to them, so I won't.
Oh.
But if I okay. happen to chat with them for some reason, yes, I'll be in the same vicinity.
Well, so when they're watching this, you're there, right?
It'll be Friday. Yes, it'll be day one.
Okay. If you see Lily, proceed with caution. She is under the influence for sure.
Like proceed with caution. She hasn't been out of the house in a long time.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to act in public anymore, so anything could happen.
Oh my god, I just keep looking, like I'll reference like pictures, I'll like, oh, why did I wear this? It was 6 years ago.
The last time you went was 6 years ago?
Yes, which is insane.
Oh,
I'm like, that's not real. That no.
No, I thought you went every year, to be honest.
Well, I did from like 2015 to 2019.
Well,
it's 2025,
I just wish you the best weekend. You're not going to both weekends, you're just doing one?
Well, for now, but every time I've gone to both weekends, it wasn't like a pre-planned thing. It was like, well, that was really fun. Guess we should go back.
Again, only Coachella can make staying in an un-air-conditioned
It is air-conditioned, thank
luxury.
You.
Luxury. It is?
Yeah.
Is there a shower?
Not in the tent, but there's
is
like
there
private.
A running toilet?
Not private.
You have to walk to it. It's an outhouse.
Yes, but they're nice and they're air-conditioned and they're like fancy. And no one can go in that area unless you are staying in one of the tents.
My question is, what happens if you have diarrhea at 3 a.m.? What happens?
Well, that doesn't really happen to me, so I'm not really concerned.
Can't relate. All right, are we going to get started? Me always talking about diarrhea.
I know.
Like, I feel like just,
I
don't
like,
know,
I guess
common
I just
theme
have
lately.
A decent digestive
I'm
system.
Pretty sure I've self-diagnosed myself with IBS at this point.
Oh,
anyway.
That's unfortunate. One thing that I saw right before we started filming that I wanted to bring up because I thought it was so crazy. People are commenting on the Anna Paul episode. Someone said...
I'm scared. What are they saying?
Nothing now. First, they were talking about the subtitles that Adobe decided
oh,
to just
brother.
Like magically give our...
I was filming my video with Alex. And all of a sudden I look at my phone, there's like 1,000 text messages. Oh my god, there's subtitles. And I'm like, wait, what? Subtitles? What does
when
that even
I tell
mean?
You,
I'm
like,
so confused.
I don't know if you've ever added subtitles to something, but it's like a process. Like, it's not just like you press a button and there's subtitles. It's like you have to like pick how many lines you want the words on and what style you want it in. And like, but I did not do any of that. So how they just appeared? I don't know. Adobe was fucking possessed yesterday. I did end up going in and adding them because I guess the YouTube ones are awful. I don't know if these ones were that great because it was still automated. But I added them in anyway because a lot of the girlies liked them.
Oh, I love that.
I didn't know we had so many hard of hearing girlies out there and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll try and make that a thing. Anyway, but the comment was unrelated to that. It was, I thought the birds, you know, Anna Paul, she had three birds
yes.
and she gave them away or like sold whatever. Someone goes, I thought her birds didn't get along. why is she selling two of the birds to the same person?
Oh, good catch.
And I was like,
that's true.
You're right. She doesn't even know the person.
There's a lot
of
things that didn't make sense. I actually found out right after. I didn't even send it to you because I was so knee deep in the Anna Paul shit that I was like, I actually never want to hear her name again.
Yep.
But I did find a video where it was when her and Glenn broke up, mm-hmm. and she talks about how she's keeping Prince and giving him the other, like the cat.
Stop it.
Yeah. And then it's like, but you didn't. Though,
I mean,
because
the whole
notion
of her just being like,
Glenn.
Oh, well, they bonded. Like, no, you're not giving away your dog because.
And she didn't.
Anyway.
She didn't. She just said, take it. I don't give a fuck. But anyway,
today's
topic over Anna Paul. In general, today's episode is a lighter topic, especially compared to last episode.
And in comparison to what today's episode was going to be, which I know I'm just annoying at this point. But you guys, the Elizabeth Teckenbrock story, I was like, oh, I'll do a deep dive. And I like was doing one. But like, this is by far the deepest dive we've ever had to do, because it also goes back like years and there's a lot of current stuff too.
And just remember, we did Joy Sparkles. Okay?
Yeah,
so
no.
That's a bold statement.
I mean, did you look at my Google Doc?
I did. I got really anxious.
I told you. She asked for it and I was like, you're going to get really overwhelmed. It's not ready yet.
I was like, maybe I could just like help organize some things. I looked at that and I said, exit.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's kind interested. Of, it's hard because the way I work, it's like some of it's organized on the doc, some of it's organized in my head,
right,
and then it's bringing
right.
two together.
It's like ADHD on a dock.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's very thorough
but
already.
It will come together.
It is
eventually.
Coming together.
And we are
just
going to be
time.
Doing that deep dive. Okay. It just couldn't happen before Coachella.
Yeah.
And also just in general, even without Coachella,
there's still stuff
it
happening.
Couldn't happen just yet. Like, I feel like you need another week.
Yeah.
Maybe even
like,
2 weeks.
Yeah. No,
I don't
like
know,
literally, I mean, like I've been spending like full days on it and I'm still like, oh my God, there's just not enough time.
Yeah. And it's going to be good because Chelsea and Sherilyn are like literally interviewing victims and stuff.
Yes.
So I feel like
we'll have more context.
Yeah. I feel like it'll help us out.
It's
going to
be a very
dive,
thorough
so.
Overview. So it is coming.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Not today. Today's
yeah.
not thorough. It's not. A, no. Well, I guess it's thorough, but it's not a deep dive at all. We're just chilling and talking about TikTok drama. So shall we?
Yes.
Well, first one is something I got tagged in so fucking much on TikTok, and it is the baby swimsuit gate, I guess we can call it.
Both of us, you've been tagging in it a lot, but then Jesse actually sent this to me like 2-3 days ago.
Oh yeah, I sent it to you the first night that I saw it.
Because she has a personal connection.
Do we know them? We do. Okay, so the swimsuit company we're talking about is Maheli Heli, and this is a Miami-based swimsuit company. And do we know them? We do. Because guess who was Maheli's makeup artist when they first launched in, I don't even know what, over 10 years ago? Jesse. Well, I think I was I Urban at the time? Was I Urban, comma Jessica? I'm
oh
not sure.
No, did you
but
did you actually use that as your like makeup artist name? Shut the fuck
no.
up.
No, it wasn't that I used it as my makeup artist name. I used it as like my social media name at the time. So it wasn't like just for makeup. Anyway, that's not the point. That's not the topic of this episode.
I didn't know that actually ever was like used in the real world. I thought
I
it
had
was
a
like,
photo shoot.
If I did become famous, it would have been Jessica Urban. Not that you actually were Jessica Urban.
No, I did a photo shoot.
Yes, I want
to like,
see it.
To
absolutely.
Like launch my new
kidding?
Image as Jessica Urban. It was on the beach with a guitar and a hat. I think it was a fedora.
Oh my God.
What? It was a tough time.
So did Jessie Smiles had not been born yet?
No. She was dormant, waiting to make her debut. But no, she had not.
Waiting
she had
to
not
crawl
yet.
Out
anyway,
of the depths.
Point is, I did makeup when I was like 17, 18, 19 years old. And Maheli used my friends as models. And so they contacted me to do makeup. I don't even think I got paid to be... Actually, I do think I got paid. I don't know. I'm pretty sure
you
I did. I thought it was like a service exchange. Yeah, I'm dead. No, but like if it would have been like a service exchange type of thing, like, oh, for my portfolio. I used to do so much free shit for my portfolio. It's
which
like, girl,
is,
you're just working for free.
I mean, like you can do that for a couple times, but then you got to start charging.
Right. No, I'm pretty sure Maheli did pay me. Anyway, I was their makeup artist on their first launch. So when I saw myself getting tagged in a bunch of shit and I see the name Maheli, I'm like, there's no fucking way this is a different Maheli swim. And then I heard her accent and I was like, wait, and then I saw her because I was like, no, I know that face. And yeah, I've been to her house. Nice lady, considering. Anyway, it's just an interesting tie. So I definitely wanted to cover this because I was like, that's insane. Like, what are the chances of that?
The video that you sent me was from the brand owner, correct?
Yes, addressing everything.
And
yeah.
So I watched that. I didn't really understand what the big issue was and like why it was trending.
Yeah, because there's another person here named Brooke that started this all. And then there was a reason Maheli addressed it. But in true nature of our show and how we operate, we got it all out of order and then we were confused. but I got it all sorted out now. So Brooke Cornell was a customer of Maheli. Okay. So Maheli ships, I think, all over the United States. I don't know if they ship internationally, but she ordered from them. And when she got her order, it was the wrong order. So she opened it up and then realized it was the wrong order. But when she looked inside, she was like perplexed at what she found. And so she made a video, and this is it. Also, there's a ton of comments saying that she looks like Lorelai Gilmore. And I do agree. She does.
Oh, I could see it.
So I ordered a bikini from this brand, and I got the package yesterday, and I opened it, and immediately I could see that I didn't get my order. I got someone else's order, right? So I go to open my email and like let them know, hey, like I got the wrong package. And they already knew. They emailed me and said, hey, you got the wrong package. Here's a code. If you can send it back to us, we're going to get you yours. And I was like, okay, fine. But since I had already opened it, I was like, let me see. And I see on the receipt, it's like multiple swimsuits for like a baby, like size 12 to 18 months. And I was like, okay, I didn't even know that this brand made swimsuits for babies, right? Or kids at that matter, for that matter. But I opened this and I'm so sorry. Like, call me a prude, I guess. Call me old school, but I'm not gonna lie. I do think this is a fucking crazy top for a baby, size 12 months. This is the top. I'm trying to hide the tag because I don't want to put the brand on blast, but it's weird, right? Like, what baby needs scrunch butt?
That's insane.
Scrunch butt bottoms.
Okay, so a few things. Number one, she's not naming the brand yet. Yeah. She does, though, because she got a lot of pressure from people to be like, no, you need to out them. And like, yeah, we don't want to. I will say there's a lot of thoughts here personally for me as a parent. I think in general, bikinis to me make zero sense, even just UV ray wise.
Like, just logistically.
Bikinis for a baby, they move around a lot. Yeah. They wear diapers. With those scrunch butts, that's something I think I texted you. I'm like, you wouldn't be able to wear that with a diaper. You would have to have your baby diaperless, which already interesting. And again, they move a lot. So the chance that their top would just slide all over the place is very high. But also the chance of them getting a sunburn alone is enough to be like, absolute no bikinis. Like, why would you do that? A rash guard and little shorts is the way to go. Or like a one piece at minimum.
The first thing I think of is like, even just when you're like holding a baby and like have to keep like adjusting and like you have them on your hip, why, or something,
yeah,
that it's like it would just be moving and like there's they don't have boobs, so like there's nothing to keep in, yeah, place, so it's just gonna be,
yeah,
like it doesn't make sense. That isn't even diving into like the creepy aspect of it,
so that's a whole separate thing. So I think most people's first thought was just like, this is really fucking creepy. And regardless of the parents' intent, it just seems like nowadays that is kind of an insane thing to do, to have your kid in a public place of any sort wearing that, because there's so many creeps and they get off to like much milder stuff than that.
For me though, it's that the reason they're buying this bathing suit is not for the baby to just be wearing this bathing suit in public. It's
for the parents.
It's to be taking pictures and like have it be a cute,
but yeah,
it's like,
and I have a perfect example of this because I found an influencer that constantly posts her kids in bikinis, and obviously we're not going to show you that, but I do want to like shout out that, because I think that in general the type of people that would be purchasing this, and some people took this and were like, you're mom shaming and you're, you know, judging, whatever. There is some things that are just like, hey, that's not cool. Like, you shouldn't be doing that because you're not doing that for your kid. Your kid doesn't care if she's wearing a crop top and like little shorts. Like, that's for you. That's not for her.
They're doing it so they can like take pictures. And it's like, they're not taking pictures to not share those pictures. So then you are likely putting that on the internet. And that is when it gets exponentially more disturbing, because it's like we've talked about before, where even things that aren't racy at all or like inappropriate, it could be like just a kid doing something very innocent. When you look and see what the people that like that kind of content are like, and there's like tons of saves on the posts and stuff, and it's like kids doing gymnastics or like kids like eating stuff. And it's just so gross to think about, because I think that gets overlooked a lot, that like pedophiles, for example, what they want to see is content of kids, and it doesn't, yeah, matter if, yeah, the intention is not for the kid to be sexualized.
Yeah, I think that there is just a lot here, and I think in general, could a bikini even make sense for a toddler? Because like, I looked on the website, and actually I'll just show you, they have sizes 3 to 6 months in bikinis. I do think that's insane. Like, those scrunch butts are literally like, the scrunch butt design is designed to show more ass. Like, It just is. So the fact that you're keeping that design on the baby swimwear, presumably to do some sort of like Mommy and Me situation, like they probably have these for adults.
It just, the pattern needs to be the same for that.
Like, I agree. So they have some one piece options, but these, honestly, you could put them in an adult section and I would absolutely think that these were made for adults. Like I would never picture this on a baby. Like, again, they would have to be, and the way they move, it's so impractical.
That's what I'm like, the first thing my head went to was like, it's going to like fall off. It's going to have to be adjusted constantly.
When I had my daughter, I looked a lot online. I was like, oh my God, now we could finally do the cute clothes. Because if you've ever shopped for a boy online, it's so pitiful and horrendous. Like the options are just dinosaurs or monster trucks and there's nothing else. However, with my daughter, I was like excited. I was like, oh my God, we could finally do like cute clothes and it'll be like cute outfits. Those are good in theory. That's a nice thought. However, a lot of clothes are impractical. Like the ones that they're selling now are impractical for actual toddlers. Like they are moving, they are playing, they're rolling around, they're doing a bunch of shit. You don't want to be adjusting their outfit every 5 seconds. Yeah. So as cute as some of these outfits can be, they are impractical and they don't make sense. And they're more for the parent than the child, because they're definitely, they'd rather be in sweatpants or like leggings than a shirt.
Exactly. That it's more for the photo op than anything else. And it doesn't matter what the intention is. If you're going to put that picture online, then that is something you need to consider. And that's sad that that is where the world is. But like, it is.
And it's popular enough that they offer like custom pieces. So the ones that you don't see an actual physical photo of, these are custom pieces. And that's actually what this lady had ordered. Not the one in the video, but the one that she got the package for. And so that's why when she mentioned that the brand gave her a code, the business owner's going to go into that. And quite frankly, she focuses more on that than anything, where she's just like, we really needed that order to be shipped out because we couldn't make a custom piece in time. And I'm like, girl, that's not the problem anybody has. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what was so crazy, because it's like, that's, she was explaining it like it was just a customer service issue and that they needed this lady to go like to the post office, which isn't like, I mean, honestly, yeah, maybe I would do it. But like, I hate going to the post office. If someone was asking me to do that, no, I would do it. But like, it's like inconvenient.
Yeah, I hate.
I was waiting for her like even to be like, oh, we offered her, like we gave her bathing suit for free or something. No, didn't even say that. It was just like, no, we gave her a shipping code. I'm like, well, yeah, she obviously isn't gonna have to pay to ship something that wasn't her fuck up. No mention of babies, of children's bathing suits at all. The entire thing is just like customer swap.
I think she does mention a little bit, but it's very much glossing over she just the keeps issue saying, that people had.
She just kept saying that it was the other customer needed it because they were going on vacation. There was no mention. I had no idea there was anything children related involved until afterwards.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm looking at the comments under Brooke's TikTok post right now, and most of them that I saw were absolutely supporting Brooke, even like saying, oh, I thought you were going to be dramatic, but like, I actually gasped when you took out the bikini. Like, this is insane. But she goes on to say that this was like quite controversial and a lot of people got upset that she was calling this out and basically called her out for like shaming the parents again, to which I don't think I could get behind that. I just genuinely feel like this is,
I would love to hear the defense of
not okay.
The children's like, bikini.
Honestly, if you are a parent that has purchased this, it's kind of one of those moments because as a parent, it's easy to get defensive when people call you out for certain things because you're like, I am trying my best and like, I'm tired. You know what I mean? So you just feel like you're like on edge all the time. However, this is one of those moments where I would reflect on it and just be like, listen, if you have good intentions, great. And if you're going to put it on your child in your backyard pool, then do whatever. I mean, your child could go naked in your pool and I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go in a public space or you're going to post your child online in bikinis, I do think that you should like just take a look inward and ask yourself why you're doing that and the repercussions that could possibly, because they can't consent to that.
I don't think kids are going to look back on it and hate it. That, I don't think that's the issue, really.
Maybe not.
It's, I mean, because again, like you said, like your baby could be like going naked in your backyard or something. It's like, I don't think that really matters as much as the context.
The danger that you might be putting your child in.
Yeah.
I think some people may think it's like fear-mongering, but also, and I don't think I've ever, I don't know if I have told that story online, but I almost got kidnapped in Mexico when I was like 9 years old.
What?
And I was wearing a one piece. Yeah, I got followed by a janitor into the bathroom by myself. And it wasn't until my dad noticed that I was like missing that he went in. The janitor was not clean. Well, I don't even know if he was a janitor. I think he was like fake being a janitor, but he was like looking under the stalls and my dad like caught him. I was like, Jesse, come on. And like grabbed me and took me out. I was so scared. It was horrible. And I was in a one piece, just like swimming in the pool, playing mermaid or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Well, I mean,
so
like I said, it doesn't matter even like non-sexualized situations with kids.
They will sexualize it. Yeah. So imagine doing even more.
Exactly.
To like be like, here they are. This is their entire body. And this is how, It just is so unnecessary for like a fashion moment. You exactly. know what I mean? Like it could be cute in theory.
And in theory, here for an example that is acceptable, I think. I just sent you a link to Show Me Your Moomoo is a brand big fan of.
Oh, cute little one pieces.
So, but they also do like Mommy and Me matching
Mommy
ones.
And Me.
So like I know Jocelyn just went on vacation and with her daughter and she had some of these. So they're all one
pieces.
Oh,
these are cute.
Right? And they're really comfy. I love Show Me Your Moomoo.
Yeah. Honestly, I shop so many baby clothes and I go to also like secondhand baby stores and they have like whole sections for swimsuit stuff. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a bikini there.
Well,
never
and also I think it's important never. That like the people that are like Show Me Your Moomoo is not like a huge company and it is a lot of moms that are the ones that are like the higher ups. So I'm like, it makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, they have bikinis too.
Oh,
you know, I don't know. Is this not a thing that people don't like?
I just think, again, like the first thing my head went to was like logistically and practically, it doesn't really make sense. Like, why would you put a bikini on a baby?
I feel like the earliest I wore a bikini was like 10, double digits. I don't think I ever wore one when I was like 5 or 6.
There was definitely not like, I don't remember because it wasn't like a big event.
A moment.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like your kid has to go everywhere in a fucking turtleneck even when it's summer. You know what I mean? Like, it's not to say like, oh, you have to be modest. I just think a bikini's a little bit much. I don't know. I feel that way. Is that like a conservative weird view?
I don't know. Well, because even when you just showed the ones on Show Me Your Moomoo that are like more coverage, at least I would say, and they aren't the scrunch butt. It's when you see the scrunch butt the one scrunch and like the little butt, ruffles think, and the triangle top that it's
no,
like.
No, it wasn't just, yeah, the triangle string bikini yeah. scrunch butt. I think it was a little bit extra jarring. I think in general, maybe just don't do both. Yeah. I wouldn't
I think
go
had
for
you
either
seen,
one of those.
Like the more like tank top kind of style ones.
Love that.
Probably no yeah. one would have even really said anything. It's that it had the scrunch no, butt no. that it was the triangle top.
Yeah, 100%. So anyway, this is a weird conversation. Yeah, I don't even know where I stand anymore. I feel like I'm changing every 5 seconds, but like, I guess it's nuanced. Okay. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of parents who are like, I put my daughter in one and I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Again, if it's in the privacy of your home, whatever, just know the dangers that are out there and ask yourself if it's worth it. Both with predators and the sun. I just don't think we should have our kids like out in the sun that much. Like, literally, my daughter gets sunburned looking at the sun. She is in either long sleeve or at the very least like t-shirt rash guards every time we're doing any sort of swimsuit activity. And she still gets burned.
She's
anywhere
pale.
Else
I
that the rash guard
that.
Isn't.
Yeah.
She's like just transparent. So maybe I'm just in a unique situation that I couldn't even dream of having her, even in a one piece. I have bought so many cute one pieces, never could use them because I'm like, she'll just burn to a crisp.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable. No word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I don't know. I just think in general, it's weird.
I think also to stress the triangle top too, where it's like, even that moves around on me.
Yep. It's true. Because the one we saw from Show Me Your Moomoo, like that is, I mean, I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I, like it is one that's like more like almost
it's
like athletic
t-shirt.
Wear where it's just, yeah,
it's
going
like
to stay there and you're
yeah.
not going to have to be adjusting.
Exactly.
Because it's all like one piece across the chest versus the two separate like triangles connected
exactly.
by a string. You know what I mean?
It's that's just, why it's like,
weird.
It's giving, look how cute. It's like a mini me. And it's like, yeah, we don't need to put them in a, like, I
yeah,
think
we don't need,
we
yeah.
need to ask why you're putting them in the bikini. Like, are you putting
I
it
agree.
Because they think it's comfortable or like, you wouldn't know. Because
nobody,
three
I'm sorry.
Old.
Scrunch butts are not comfortable.
Well,
it's like a wedgie.
Exactly.
So no, I disagree that a baby would be like, period. This
well,
feels
I'm like
great.
The baby wouldn't be able to tell you anyway. So irrelevant.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Anyway, moving on. There was a follow-up TikTok from Brooke because she mentioned that a lot of people were asking her who the brand was. So there's this one comment on her most recent TikTok that says, girl, you did nothing wrong. You literally didn't even say the brand. And she says, I didn't in the video that went viral, but I did in another video in text after a lot of pressure in the comments to reveal it. So that's this video that we're about to watch, which I mean, I can see a lot of people being like, you have to call them out because that's very TikTok coded.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to give us the name and the number and the address. Like, it's, you
well,
know,
it's, the
it's like, very
we don't
want to
support this brand. brand, blah, blah.
Well, I'm like, but if you don't know the brand, then you're not going to support them.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's like, just an interesting, see, I don't know.
I guess, like, wouldn't you just, like, if you're buying bathing suits from them, you could look on the... Yeah,
just check the baby section and see the vibes. And if you don't want to shop there, don't. Anyway, right. But this was Brooke's follow-up TikTok. She's answering a comment that says, nah, I wouldn't even give my money to a company making bikinis for toddlers and babies. I'd ask for a refund instead of my order.
So, yeah, this is what I did. I basically emailed them and said, hey, you know what? Just give me my money back. I don't even want the bikini. I did send them their shit back. Overall, it's just weird, right? Obviously, there is a market for this, unfortunately.
Well, of course
there
is. You know,
there were even a couple moms in the last video in the comments saying that they like it and they think it's cute. So not for me, not for my kids. Not for anybody I'm like closely associated with. That's all that I can say about that. This is the brand that sent it to me. They were very nice with customer service and everything, but I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about that. It's just crazy. That's all.
I'm like, were they that nice? I'm still like, I was shocked they didn't just offer you like a discount or some kind of like
nothing.
They were like, actually, we're going to need you to go to the post office.
She probably means they were just polite. But yeah, in terms of like customer service and what they could have offered to rectify the situation, yeah, I don't think it was
They were particularly
amazing.
Accommodating.
But now we have Maheli's response. And this is what I saw first. And again, it was my heart like sank when I saw. I was like, no, Maheli, what did you do? Like, it was just like, I don't remember her name, but I remember her like she literally started this business by like making the swimsuits on her sewing machine. Like, it was very, very like her passion project. And it was sad to see this happen.
And you've always had like a positive. Like...
Yeah, absolutely. She was nice to me. It was just like, yeah, I was like sad to see this happen. And I think that it was more so instead of an ill-intentioned, like, I'm gonna like cater to predators.
No,
like,
I think it was
it's not that. And I think any reasonable human being understands that it wasn't that. But it doesn't mean that when that comes to your attention, that you should just be like, well, fuck you, my intentions are good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it should be like, maybe like a moment of reflection and reconsideration.
Literally. Like, either just make them, if you're gonna make bikinis for babies, like, make them less
revealing.
Adultish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just make one pieces and call it a day. But again, like Brooke said, like, obviously there is a market for it. So whatever. Maybe I'm full of shit.
I mean, there's a market for a lot of things, though. So, like,
there is. And there really is. That's true, girl. But yeah, this was her response.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rebecca. I am the owner of Maheli Swimwear, located in Miami, Florida. We've been around for more than 10 years. We're a small business. I am making this video not to talk about my brand, but just to kind of answer a video that was brought to my attention a couple hours ago. There's basically a customer who I think is using a situation kind of to get popularity on TikTok. I don't know like where she's
going. Interesting. I like now watching it back after seeing those, I'm like, I don't feel like that's really what she was doing.
It wasn't giving that, no. To be honest. It was giving, I mean, I will say that is Brooke's only TikTok ever. So it was like these, I think she has like a total of 3 or 4 right now. So that was her first TikTok.
Literally?
Like, she felt compelled enough. Yeah, literally her first TikTok she ever posted was the one about Maheli. So I just think in general, she just saw it like as a jarring experience and was like, guys, is this what we're doing now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than, I want TikTok fame. Like,
I think had she come right out the gate and dropped the brand too, maybe it would have been more. I don't think this is the case, but I could see from the brand's perspective maybe to be like, well, that's the first video she ever made. Like, that's going to be her, you
maybe
know, kind of, I guess. But it's like, that wasn't the vibe I got from the video.
Maybe they're like mad that she didn't reach out to them about that. And I mean, I guess I understand though why she wouldn't go to them, because it's like,
why would you
be like, hey, this product you offer is like disgusting. I mean,
that
she
I
could
didn't
say
even
that.
Buy. Like, it would have been like, yeah, cool, thanks for your input, bye. Like, you know.
Yeah, I think that it was just more of like a public service announcement of like, is this what we're doing now? Like, I really think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like she wanted TikTok fame off of it. And she really, in the grand scheme of things, she didn't milk it. Like, it's just a few TikToks and she hasn't posted again.
Where she's going with this, or
bold
why
way to start off the
she's
response,
choosing
though.
This topic to as clickbait, I guess. So I'm making this video to let you guys know, or to kind of like inform you on what happened on my side of the story. Just in hopes to clarify a couple things that we are being like strongly accused of doing. From people that have no idea who we are or what we stand for. So
I know who you are.
Basically, customer A and customer B, they both place orders and we switched their orders by accident. So they received each other's order. Customer A reached out to us very quickly and she was like, hey guys, I'm a little bit concerned because I received an incorrect order and my original order is 3 custom bathing suits that I need for a vacation I have next week. Meaning very time sensitive. So my team quickly hopped on this. We reached out to customer B and we said, hey, we're so sorry about the confusion, but you are going to receive a bathing suit that is not yours. We mistakenly shipped yours to A and A got shipped to you. So in that email, we added a prepaid return label to her email, just in hopes of like getting her to send it much quicker since we're on a time crunch. So she was like, not a problem at all. However, I don't have access to a printer, so I can't send this until the end of the week. Reading this, like, it's not gonna work for us because we needed to get the order to customer A as soon as possible so that we can make it in time for her vacation. So my team created a QR code. And we sent it to her and we're like, not a problem. Like,
the fact that this is the focus, like, this is so irrelevant.
I know. I'm literally just like, how long are we going to go on about the codes and the printer? And
does she ever even say what they're being accused of?
Like, I think so. I think at the end.
Maybe I just didn't finish it then.
You probably didn't. And I don't blame you.
You're scan it at your local USPS. And like, thank you so much for going through this because I understand that's asking a lot from a customer that does not need to do this. She isn't even going to receive her original order. We expressed our gratitude probably 100 times, which our gratitude has been twisted in like a ridiculous, disgusting way.
See, this is so weird. What do you mean your gratitude has been twisted? No, it's the bathing suits that were the problem.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I missed and I just really don't think there is. I don't know what she's mentioning.
That's like, this is the strangest response.
Customer service was literally not a factor.
Well, and that's why I thought this was so weird because she's saying that and I'm like, well, was it twisted because like you didn't give her anything? Because like I would have expected a little like 20% off at least. Like
barcode, she dropped it off and we got super excited because we can finally tell customer A, like, hey, no problem, we're gonna get it to you right on time. Usually if a mistake like this happens, we just ship out the correct order. However, these were 3 custom pieces that do take a long time for us to make. So this was the easiest, quickest way that we found a solution for this problem. I thought everything was fine until a couple hours ago, the customer B, who received the incorrect custom suits, decided to open the package and create a video and talk about how she believed and talk about her opinion on the baby swim. She had a different opinion from customer A, clearly. She had a different opinion from all the customers that we have that love our swimwear. And she found people that share her opinion, which is great. That's what you guys think.
This is so bad.
No, this is wild. Watching it back now with the context is very different.
This is such an interesting response. Like, obviously there is a market for it. And as a business owner, especially a small business owner that you like directly get to choose what you offer, this is her 100% being like, this is fine. Like, I don't get what the fuck you guys even see wrong with this. Like, people buy it and I make it. So what? Like, that is her real statement. And I think that that's fucked because people are trying to tell you that these bikinis in a public setting or any setting that this is posted to the internet, which I have proof of, an influencer using your bikinis on her toddler multiple times and literally just like exploiting the fuck out of her children. She's using your swimsuits to do that. We're trying to tell you that that's dangerous. You don't want to hear it. And that's unfortunate, I think. I think this is a learning moment. It's not like you have to listen to anyone. You can offer whatever you want to offer, but people are going to have opinions about it. And like, you just shipped those bikinis to the wrong house. I'll just say that.
Right. Well, and that's the fact that she spent the first 3 minutes of this video making it seem like it was just like a customer service issue.
Like, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
Literally, I'm like, the whole video is 4 minutes and 45 seconds long. Like, we only needed what's starting even right
just
now
this
and
part.
Maybe a slightly different approach.
Yeah, maybe we could have just gone back to the drawing board, you know, start again. But no, she keeps going. There's like at least another minute here.
Where I draw the line here is just, I normally don't answer a different of opinion because I am not for everybody. Our swimwear is not for everybody, but you are attacking a brand that we have worked so hard to build for over 10 years on nothing. Just on an opinion like you, I don't believe you have anything
kind of,
to stand on.
Kind of a big opinion.
I believe that it's like very dangerous and very backwards, and calling my customers pedophiles and my team pedophiles is just Insane.
I don't think that that's necessary. I don't think that it's necessary. I mean, to go after the business in general in such an intense way here is a little bit much. I absolutely in no way, shape or form, again, believe that this brand is ill-intentioned and wanted to cater to pedophiles. That is not my standpoint at all.
Well, and I don't even think 99.9% of the time the moms buying it aren't pedophiles, and they're not like, exactly. I want to exploit my kid for pedophiles to see. But again, that's intention doesn't really matter in those kind of situations.
If somebody uses something that you create in such a negative way, in terms of, I'm talking about the actual pedophiles in the world that would enjoy things like this, if somebody uses that and you find out that your products made it easier for them to have access to something, I would hope that that would disturb you. You know what I mean? And we don't have solid proof that like her swimsuits have been seen and like, you know, hoarded by pedophiles. Like that is not something we have evidence for. We just have patterns of behavior from the past and like over the last few years, especially that it's been outed of just how strong this community seeks out content. Like it is just disgusting. There is proof of that and it is tangible. It's not fear mongering again. Like it is very real and it's why my kids no longer are on the internet. Like I just can't keep posting them. And so I don't know. I feel like she's like, if you don't like it, like it's not that we don't like it. Like,
it's and not, again, it's like, know. You know that that's happening with innocent situations that are have no like sexual connotation whatsoever. There's no aspect that should like a normal person doesn't even register it because it's like, well, why would someone be attracted to that or think that that's something like that's so gross.
Right.
But it's like, that's the whole point is that like they will seek out even the most innocent of examples. So then to kind of dismiss this as being like, well, you just don't like the bathing suits. It's like, you need to maybe take a step back because I think it's very valid to be like, oh, I didn't even consider that. Even though they are like kind of weird and revealing and like a lot of people are going to consider that. I think 99.9% of people, including the brand, including the moms that are buying it, aren't thinking about it in that light. And I think that at the very least, they should be like, we hear your concerns.
Yeah. You know, I'm remembering now a sentiment that I saw in the TikTok comments was like, you guys are the ones sexualizing the kids, not the people putting them in a bikini. Like, it's like, you're thinking of them in that way. That's the issue because it's not
well,
like,
it's like
that.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of like, our whole, like at the dentist, at doing whatever. I'm like, no one is thinking that. It's you knowing that
the reason we think like that is not from thin air. We think like that because there's hard evidence of these people making playlists, okay, of the most like, I mean, literally it's just a toddler walking around in a t-shirt and a diaper. And these will be in playlists that pedophiles will like culminate, okay,
like
on
the,
YouTube.
The, like
it's actually insane what these people
do. Videos were, or like, that's why like kid dancing videos do super well. Like it's just disturbing. And so then people are on heightened.
And it exists.
Like have heightened awareness around the situation. And then so when they see something like this, they're going to freak out. It is probably more nuanced than just like no bikinis and like like this is not allowed and this is for pedophiles. I think it's just, it deserves a little more consideration than like, you guys are making things up.
It's not for you, then it's not for you. Like, no, I think that you should actually have this conversation and just like, maybe think about it. Just, you know, I understand as someone, and I remember again, when she launched this, like she is feeling hurt. Like she's feeling attacked and she doesn't know what to do with that. And I understand that. And this is her first like online controversy. That's a lot to handle. So I think that she just kind of crumbled under that and got really defensive. And I know why it happened, but I think, and I hope that in the future, she just kind of like sits with this and has a bit more of consideration in terms of just like, why were people saying that? It's not just to attack you. It's not just to jump on you. It's like genuine concern just for children in general.
It's coming from a place of fear of just like, it's a gross world out there. But
it really
also,
is.
I'm like, how much are these bathing suits really making you?
Yeah, especially the fact that she offers the custom pieces, but like doesn't even have pictures of them. I'm like, I don't think it's like a huge portion of her sales. Like she probably sells more adult things than anything.
I would think that that would be the main market.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, she continues.
It's a far stretch. I feel the need to defend myself, defend my brand and our integrity. I wish that all of these people would start a conversation with me. I wish that they knew me because if they did, this would not be their opinion of me or my brand. That's pretty much all I have to say. It's unfortunate that one person's opinion could create all of this chaos like on our social platforms.
It's not one person's opinion though, that's the whole
thing. If you have something to say, if you disagree with something, just talk to us. Like we're open to talking to everybody. I welcome different opinions. I think it's beautiful that everybody is different and everybody is able to do, say, wear, purchase what the heck they want.
That argument's weird because I'm like, but it's kids. It's
I was about to say, babies can't wear and purchase what they want. They wear and purchase what their parents want and put on them. And so you're facilitating the sale of something that people are looking at and being like, babies shouldn't wear that. And that's the opinion. Like, it's not that people just are like coming for your brand.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I know she's fucking going through it.
Well, and that's, I don't think they should be going and calling her and her employees pedophiles. Not. Like, that's not, that's clearly not the case. It's just a really unfortunate situation, I think, in that she's not seeing the reasoning behind the opinions. And I'm like, it's also not one person's opinion. That's the whole point. And to say like, oh, come talk to us. Well, isn't that what people are doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's coming in hordes and it's like overwhelming.
I think that there's certain, and I mean, even recently, like people we've talked about, like just the fact that you talk about them is offensive to them. And I think that that's interesting because oftentimes it, like, especially if they're not doing it in a disrespectful way, like just being like this dumb bitch, like that, obviously what conversation is there to be had about that? But just people talking about something, I know it could feel like an attack. I have felt that way before. Like people just talking about something has felt like an attack to me. Again, I've said it before, like this podcast has helped me out with that, where I'm like, I don't care if people talk about me. You know what I mean? Like I genuinely don't have conversations about my public persona or what you think about my life. I don't mind. I understand that me being here is gonna like prompt that. But I think a lot of people, especially business owners who are behind the scenes, like they don't know that. Like they haven't, they're not like prepped for that.
One, also, that's they're putting their brand out into the public space. They're putting themselves. Thinking, they're not trying to be. Yeah.
The comments are awful. And people are just like, girl, hire a PR team. Like, this is awful. You're just avoiding what we're even talking about. Talking about how defensive she is, which she is. And ultimately, I don't agree with that style of bathing suit. I personally would never even dream of buying it for my daughter or any baby that I know. And I just wish she would have taken a little bit, I don't know, just a little bit of a moment to like sit with what people were saying before she responded. Cause like she said, she had just found out a few hours before and I'm like, girl, just simmer on it a little longer. I think this could have been a little bit.
There was no like, I hear your concern and I understand
why she kinda did.
This would be upsetting for some people. It was, we all have different opinions.
Yeah, like, that she kind of did, but she like skirted like around
flavor
it.
Flavor of ice cream we
like. Right, right. Now, on Brooke's final video, which we're going to skip over because it's essentially her talking about like the difference of opinions that she got herself.
I just saw one that even it was someone saying, I had two-piece bathing suits growing up. None looked anything like that. They were toddler friendly and comfortable. That's how I feel. I'm like, I can think back to tankinis were like all the rage.
Yeah, I did see comments on this one, though, because I was going through them earlier and there was one that was just like, so what's your idea of an appropriate two-piece? Just wondering. And it's like, girl, like it was like this defensiveness where I'm like, okay, so you have several string bikinis for your toddler. Got it. Because like, why else would you be so defensive of someone being like, hey, is this isn't right? Like there was some people coming for her and saying that she was like mom shaming and blaming the people who were buying, like basically, why are we doing this? Why are we getting this for our kids? To which I'm like, well, yeah, because like the moms are the ones buying it. So it's worth being like, hey, moms, if you're doing this, don't. The people that felt attacked, I'm just wondering why. Like genuinely questioning, why is it so bad to point out that this may not be appropriate for a baby, a literal, not even 1-year-old, 3-month-old in a string bikini with scrunch butt?
No mom wants to hear that they're putting their child in a situation that's
what it really comes down to.
Yeah. So it's like, they don't want to, they're kind of trying to distance themselves. Like, no, I would never do that.
Yep.
But just because they aren't willing to consider that other people will do that.
Yeah. And another comment that I saw, it was the top comment on this. It says, Fabiola Milliken blocked me and I'm sure she deleted my comment on the paid partnership on her page with her babies in these suits. I didn't say she was wrong, but I think people need to focus on that. So I went to Fabiola's page. And when I tell you this is the epitome of child exploitation, I don't even know how much I can show. She has 262,000 followers. And literally, I would say 99.9% of her content, if not every single video, is of her children front and center in bathing suits. So some of them have one pieces, but this is the video of her daughter in one of the Maheli swimsuits.
See, like that's a perfect example. Like what the fuck is that? It's about to like come up.
Yeah, it's all moving all the way. And then she always has that same daughter in crop tops. And it's just, why? And then not only do you have that, you're posting all this content and she posts it in a way that's like, I love being with my family and I love my family and my kids. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry,
then
but at this point,
stop posting them for
you
everyone
can't
to
claim ignorance here. Like you can't just be like, I didn't know that was going on. It's like that one lady, I don't know if we covered her. Yeah, we did, that she like exploited the fuck out of her daughter and everyone was like terrified for her. Do you remember? What was her name? She had like glasses. She was blonde.
Which one?
I know, right? Ren's mom. Do you remember Ren? W-R-E-N. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Bren Eleanor. Oh, she took down all her content. Unless she blocked
me. She's 16.5 million followers. Oh, maybe.
This was her. You don't remember her? Look at that thumbnail. No. She was wearing that blue shirt. We covered it.
No, we did not.
But we did too. I'm going to look it up.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Unless we really covered it in a dream that I had that was very vivid for some reason. Did we not cover this?
No!
There's no way we did it.
I make the thumbnails. I would remember.
God, I vividly remember covering it. That's disturbing. I think I dreamt it. Well, anyway.
8/14/2021. I don't even think we had the podcast.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I just watched a lot of coverage of it being covered. Anyway, so this was a mom in specific that had to apologize, but then also be like, there's no proof that like my daughter is involved, because she used to show her daughter like eating like phallic foods and things like that. And people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And particularly what was so alarming about her was the amount of shares and like saves on it.
It's the saves it's that are really disturbing. Yeah.
So when you look at people like Fabiola and like 99% of her content is her kids half naked. And then also you realize she's wearing Maheli Swim. It's just like, so this is who you're making this for. Just so you know, this is the type of shit that's being done in your swimwear and you're helping to facilitate it regardless of your intention. That is the issue here. I don't think a fucking toddler should be in a string bikini with a scrunch butt. I don't know. If people think we're crazy on this one, I may just literally quit this podcast because I don't know what's real or not anymore or what, like, what's up or down. I just personally feel like that's objectively fucked.
I just think that there's situations where it's like, I don't think a business should be blamed on how their products are being used if they're being misused and not for the original intention. And obviously, I don't think the original intention is to sexualize children.
No.
But I would like to hear the argument for like why your kid needs to be wearing these bikinis and why they're preferable to other ones.
It's literally like, it's cute.
Exactly. I'm like, that's not enough.
There's few things I know for sure in this life. The one thing I absolutely know is that a kid would be 1,000 times more comfortable in a t-shirt, like a rash guard t-shirt and shorts for the beach. You and are putting your babies in diaperless things so they could just shit and piss all over the place and in public pools. Thank you very much. We know you're doing it. And it's just like, doesn't make any sense. It's for the parents. It's a fashion choice that we are pointing out is problematic. And yeah, Maheli, again, obviously they don't intend for that to be the case and they didn't think that much into it. But now this like series of unfortunate events has kind of like made it apparent to them and they're still just being like, no, that's not why we're doing it.
Well, and that's like, what you think. And it's like, we're not the ones to be concerned about. It's the ones that are going to be.
Yeah. If you're a pro string bikini scrunch butter, please sound off in the comments because I am very curious to pick your brain on why genuinely I want to hear this. Why it benefits the child, like why that's a good choice for the baby, not for you, for the baby.
Again, like I think there are bikinis that like I would see on a baby toddler that I wouldn't even bat an eyelash. Like it wouldn't even be a second
thought. Also not a predator. So it's a little bit different.
No, and like I said earlier, though, it's like it doesn't matter what you put your baby in. There's going to be predators that find a way to predator. But like in this situation, I think, like we said, it's a little more nuanced. That I think that it's not just that it's a bikini. It's the style of bikini and why that is not. It doesn't make sense for a baby logistically.
They
practically,
took toddler bikinis and said, on top hold of up. We can make it more adult. And it's
make
like,
it sexy.
Yeah, we don't
like,
need to.
There's
do that.
No reason for that to be a thing.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Honeylove.
Honeylove is the brand that makes my favorite bras to ever exist. And if you're wondering if I'm wearing one, of course I am. I always am. If I'm wearing a bra, it's Honeylove.
And Honeylove doesn't just make bras. They also make shapewear, tank tops, leggings, and they're all just as comfortable and supportive.
And if you're wondering how comfortable Honeylove bras are, I fell asleep in one 2 days ago. So imagine sleeping in any bra. You can't. But with Honeylove, it's so supportive, but it just doesn't make you feel claustrophobic. It's not pinching you in any spots. It smooths out your back fat. Yeah.
And I think the key is that they do offer the support of a traditional bra, but they don't have the underwire, which is the part that makes you want to die.
And they recently launched their new Cloud Embrace bra, and it sold out in a few days. It's like a wireless t-shirt bra with sturdy, lightly padded foam cups that feel like a cloud against your skin. But in my opinion, all Honey Love bras feel like a cloud against my skin.
So if you want to treat yourself to a new bra or any of their other really comfortable stuff that they have, go to honeylove.com/DWKT and you'll get 20% off.
Again, honeylove.com/DWKT to get 20% off. And then once you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. It helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you.
And thank you so much to Honey Love for sponsoring this episode.
Well, anyway, that's it for my topic. What do you have, Lily?
Well,
Maria's back.
He was like, well, how about we talk about a topic we actually did cover?
I'm so dead. I thought we covered it, okay? I vividly remembered it.
Gaslighting.
I really did. I'll own up to that.
No, so you guys might remember the story we covered about Brett sperm and donor. Maria. This still, it blows my mind. Because right? If you remember, it was the quote-unquote sperm donor. Normally with a sperm donor, there's no sex involved.
That yeah, normally the there's other ways of donoring. Donating.
It's an interesting way to phrase sperm donor when
you're just having sex.
The method of donation was one
ejaculating into her. Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. Sorry. That was... But it
so
is what
basically,
it is.
There was this guy named Brett, and he comes out on TikTok and makes this, I think it was a couple parts, and it's like this bombshell story time, basically, where he's like, I was a sperm donor, but he never flat out says, like, I had sex with her.
No.
He kind of, like, let you kind of fill in the blanks for that to happen, but it was that there was an older woman that he had hung out with.
Okay,
and
wasn't she, like, not older, we found out?
Okay, I guess he was 24, and he says she was in her 30s. He doesn't specify the age, and I'm like, older... I don't know, like, I how think, much older?
But didn't we find out like when we covered it, like, out, it was like only very early 30s.
Exactly. It was like, older woman feels a bit
if someone
ageist.
Called me an older woman, I would crash out.
Literally, people call me a woman, and I'm like,
don't you dare. I'm a little girl.
I'm a girl. Anyway, so he puts out this video, and he's basically like, I was hanging out with this, it was this older woman from my town, and she really wanted to have a baby, but I guess maybe he was saying the older woman because it's like she was running out of time. Like, the biological clock was ticking, so she, like, needed to have a baby now. But so he, out of the kindness of his heart, was like, you need
I'll
a baby? I can
Me.
Do that. Here's my dick. So literally, that is what happened. It was like, she really wanted a baby, but didn't have anyone to have a baby with. And he was like, to the rescue. That is the craziest concept I've ever heard.
I think that's insane, yes. But I also think what's crazier is that when she had the baby, he's like, yeah, that's my baby.
Okay, well, so yeah. So leading up to it, it was, I believe he uses the phrase, we had an ironclad agreement.
Ironclad.
But the thing is, the ironclad agreement was not notarized. It had not been reviewed by lawyers. There was no ironclad agreement because
it was like
it
a
was
cardboard box
agreement. It was like a post-it note signature.
Wonderful.
So basically, leading up to the birth, then it was like, then Maria, like, she basically had said, he's a sperm donor. She needs to get pregnant and then no responsibility. He can not be in the baby's life. Then she starts reaching out to his mother, apparently, and getting his family involved and, like, has them come to... I want to say he said in the original video that she was inviting them to, like, baby showers and stuff as well.
I do believe
so,
yeah.
This more recent video, it's just that she had them come to the birth because he had a very close family and, like, a big family, and that she kind of preyed on them to be like, I don't have anyone, I'm all alone, then got them to go to the birth. So
it just even more so solidifies the fact that he did not think it through whatsoever.
Yeah, 100%, which he does admit. So basically now where we're at, I feel like we have to quickly recap the whole story, because then he comes out with this other part where the twist of the century comes that he does a paternity test. And he's not the father.
Right.
And this is after she has the baby. Since they're at the hospital, he sees the baby and he's like, maybe I do want to be a dad.
Maybe I should just get him tattooed. Didn't he get the baby tattooed, like, something?
I forgot about
that. He got like the handprint or something.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
footprint.
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally. So it suddenly went from you're the sperm donor, quote unquote, which is already fucking weird, to then suddenly now he is going to be in the baby's life.
Period.
But then, like, he wasn't fully in the baby's life because right. They didn't even live in the same state. So it was kind of like weird, not joint custody, but it was like he'd visit. Oh, because he also says, like, again, sperm donor. They weren't in a relationship. They were not ever together. But then Maria comes out and she starts sharing these photos that make it look like they were a little more friendly.
A little
than
bit relationshipy. Oh, because he said that he refers to her as a one night stand that turned into sperm donor that then turned into she's crazy. But he never at any point mentioned like they were together.
No. Quite the opposite. Yeah. He was like, we have never had a relationship at all. And then she starts posting these pictures and like her cousin comes out and starts posting pictures. The two of them start coming out with all these receipts that then have people like, Brett, excuse me, were you actually in a relationship with this woman? And then you just like bailed on her. I don't think that that's the case. I think that there's maybe some middle ground between whose story is completely true. I think it's interesting. He also then, I guess, is paying her child support because he has also signed the birth certificate and the paternity thing in the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like,
so
okay.
Silly.
He definitely portrays her as like, she's crazy, then finds out that he's not the dad.
Oh my God.
Maria then comes out and says like, that's a lie. He showed you a paternity test that's like not real or something.
Well, and at what point did his influencer girlfriend, Nurse Hadley, come into this? Because people thought Nurse Hadley helped him forge a paternity test.
It was around the same time as the paternity test.
Okay, period. I believe Nurse Hadley tampered with the two tests without Brett's knowledge. Okay, girl, you got me off the train already. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's insane.
So yeah, Nurse Hadley, who I never heard of, but I guess she's like millions of followers and is like a big influencer. They're still together. They're very happy. And she's actually an integral part because she's helped him kind of piece together some of the stuff in this new series. Because guess what? It's been a year, maybe. I don't remember when we first covered that. He's back. Because he ended up deleting some of the videos. One of them is still up, I think. But he claims that, I'll let him say. He's back. He has a new series. He's revealing everything and just giving all the receipts and says that he's basically figured out, he's done like a map and like figured out
okay, the red string.
Maria's manipulations and everything, and that she's a crazy liar. You guys have been tagging us in this nonstop.
But also just this like opening shot, him like getting the binder. I know he took that more than once. It's just, it's all a lot for me. He is quite the character. Okay, here we go.
I'm probably going to jail for this.
You're
I
not.
I don't care. I've stayed quiet long enough. A few years ago, I agreed to be a sperm donor. She said she just wanted the baby and not a relationship. I was young and naive, and I trusted someone that I shouldn't have. When she told me she was pregnant, I congratulated her and moved to California. I thought that was the end of it. But then she started messaging my mom. She said she had no one and she pressured us all to be at the birth.
Did we read this already?
I don't know, but it's basically her texting the mom and saying, like, Dr. So-and-so said that they're going to induce me at 39 weeks, March 7th. If I haven't gone into labor before then, since she knows I live an hour away, I'm going to stay in Biloxi the week before leading up to March 7th, just in case my water breaks. I'll have a list of contacts to have someone call if I go into labor before she induces me, and you'll be on that list because I want you there. If you don't mind.
Yeah, he didn't highlight the if you don't mind part, but like, she's not forcing you to be at the birth. He makes it sound like she like...
No. He frames it more as like she kind of manipulated the mom into coming.
Interesting.
Brett said he's going to fly in. I'm hoping he will fly in a few days early and plan to stay a few days after the baby. So then the mom says, sounds like a good plan. I'm glad to know Brett will be there. I would definitely like to be too. March 7th will be here before we all know it. Blah, blah.
So we did. We were all at the birth. I signed the birth certificate.
That was a Facebook post of the parents, and the caption was like, Mimi and Papa waiting on granddaughter number 4 yesterday.
Wait, whose post is that? Maria's?
If that was Maria, I would lose it, but I don't think it is. I think it's that's why they're blocking out the name, because it's the parents.
Okay, so then his parents posting Mimi and Papa waiting on granddaughter number 4 yesterday. What's interesting is this doesn't sound sperm donor-y. None of it really
That's
does. Like, it's
thing.
Not just
like,
them being at the birth. It's like them being at the birth of their granddaughter. So interesting. I don't know.
That their son is having because of a one night stand, not because he had an ironclad agreement where they were. It's weird.
I signed the birth certificate and I decided to be in the baby's life as a dad. I let her and the baby live in my Airbnb for free. I had to pay child support and she took over $52,000 from me. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being a dad. She started asking me to be a family, and when I refused,
I remember
she called me a deadbeat online, and I stayed silent throughout it all. 2.5 years later, I decided to take 2 DNA tests. Both of them said the same thing. I was not the father.
I feel like he's skipping over a lot. I don't know. Something tells me if you have a fucking binder, we're gonna need more.
This is just part one where it's like the kind of overview, and then he starts getting into the more specifics.
All right, because I'm like, girly, we missed a few chapters here. Can we flip back in your binder and go to that?
She said that I was lying and that we tampered with the test.
Before you can all start believing his shit, some company with her DNA, that could have been anyone's DNA.
She filed a restraining order. A judge silenced me and made me remove all my posts based on Maria's claim that I was actually the father. Here is the court order DNA test that I had to request, and it confirmed again I am not the father. And while I was silent, she kept going. She was changing dates on photos, spinning stories, manipulating people online. Some people believed her. But while she was doing that, I was uncovering the truth. Connections, manipulations, lies.
Not the connections.
And the truth.
The graphic.
About...
The blank graphic.
Literally, why is it all blank? Is it to be filled or is this pretty much it? I was unraveling this. It's nothing. Like, what do you mean?
His little grin throughout this entire series kills me.
There's two things that kill me. The fact that he's smiling the entire time. And I know that some people are nervous smilers. It doesn't change the fact that it freaks me out. And then number two, the fact that he is doing a series on this and then doing like cliffhangers at the end and just trying
every
to make it this
time,
thing. That's icky. That doesn't seem like you just want to get your story out. Because if you really wanted people to know who Maria was, TikTok gives you the option to do at least 10 minutes or like at least 5 minutes. Like, can you at least
he's
just do it all on the same
this
day?
This is a minute 46. They're filmed on different days too.
Yeah, I can't believe that this is a genuine just wanting to get your story out there only because of the delivery of it. Like, it just doesn't make sense for someone that's trying to get their story out there. That would be a Risa Tisa style, here's everything. And if it takes multiple days for me to say it, then fine. But like, let me give you as much as I can.
I was literally just going to say, we saw Risa Tisa pump out that content. Like, it was...
Because it mattered to her to get her story out there. This doesn't sound like somebody that it matters to get your story out there because you're just like milking it.
Well, and he teases each one. Like, I told you, yesterday it was like, part five, coming tonight. And I'm like, okay.
It doesn't make Maria the one that's in the right here, but it just makes you a little
bit
gross.
That's the thing.
It's
like, I don't think he deserved to be like, basically just like conned out of 50 grand because like, if it's not his kid and he was paying all this money and she was like, that's fucked. But again, I'm like, oh my God, guy, did you think it was going to go well?
I don't know. But like, literally just look at the screenshot. Like what we're looking at right now is just like his like smile over the blank graph. It's all a bit much.
It's giving like, I got her.
Yeah.
Here's part two of my side. Apparently I've been in a full blown relationship I wasn't even aware of. Maria and I had a one night stand on December 12th, 2020.
In what world? Does a one night stand on a Jenga piece, you're writing like, Maria loves Brett, like that girl, any man that I've ever been with would have like snuck out of the bathroom window. Also, he's wearing a shirt that says not your baby daddy.
Wow, didn't notice that.
Isn't that something?
Love that. He kind of gives off like maybe drunk golden retriever energy. And I think she really took advantage of that. I can't get over how big the binder is. That's thousands of pages. Even look at, you can see the one he's on. It's a full page shot of that thing of him holding the Jenga piece.
Anyway, we'll continue, but this, what a journey.
And let me say this slowly for the people in the back. We were never in a relationship. She wanted more and I didn't. So instead of taking the L, she turned into a full-blown homie hopper. Like back to back. I wasn't even discreet about it.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
This is new information.
Yes, this is new information and we're not seeing any proof for it.
He gets to that, I guess.
I feel like I'm just like gonna be, I don't know, like ripped apart for being so mean, but is he not like, this is a hard watch, no?
I mean, I told you, it's giving like drunk
like frat guy.
Energy.
Like it's giving just
yeah,
like,
no, but that's what that is very much. Like he seems like he does have a lot of close guy friends and they're all just like partying and drinking a lot. Like, I mean,
that's
his TikToks, I remember everyone was pointing out before when we covered it the last time, it's like him on a lake and it's like him drinking out of a flabongo and stuff. And it's just like...
The flabongo? Okay. What the fuck is that?
I feel like we had this conversation the last time
too.
Oh my
God, we did.
It's like a lawn flamingo that you hollow out and that you drink like a beer bomb.
Yes, I know. Vague memory.
As an ASU graduate,
a
I'm
flabongo.
I think he is like a nice guy and I think...
Yeah, I do think so too. He doesn't seem like malicious in any way. Anyway, he just
I think
like
that is
not...
how he got into the situation is like he was like, well, I guess I could give you a baby. Like, like what do you mean?
Like, of course, that would happen to him. Like that very much makes sense with his character is all I'll say.
I think she definitely sought him out and was like, he's the one.
Yep.
Just went down the roster like it was her job. I guess the logic was if I won't date her, maybe I'll change my mind after I watch her hook up with all my friends. Bold strategy. it didn't work.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
In case you think I'm still lying, her own cousin confirmed that we were never together.
So allegedly this is her cousin.
Yeah, the cousin commented on my TikTok and says, they were not official, but they were messing around for 3 to 6 months before the baby arrived. When in reality, we have found out that they had slept together once, and then it was after that that she asked him to be the quote unquote sperm donor. And so then collectively they slept together twice. But I'm like, oh my God, if you had a one night stand and the person asked you to have the, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, just walk away. And it's not to like victim blame, because I do think if this is all true, she's in the wrong.
He's about to acknowledge that he was the dumbass.
Okay, period. All right, thank God.
Sorry, Hadley. I know you hate this picture, but this is the time that Maria asked me to be a sperm donor. So she doesn't want to do IVF.
While you were in the tub.
And I'm convenient because we've already slept together once. She says she wants nothing from me. And instead of doing the smart thing and walking away, I said yes, because I was 24 and apparently thought the best use of my time was becoming a discount sperm donor for someone that I wasn't even texting back. I was thinking with the wrong head, obviously. He said, no strings, no drama. I just want a baby. I was like, sounds easy enough. I can do that. I really thought I could just sleep with her and help her get pregnant. And then go back to business as usual. Like, thanks for stopping by. Good luck with the whole parenting thing. Top tier dumbass behavior.
Yes.
I own that.
Yeah.
I know it. But I genuinely believed her when she said it would be simple. No drama and no strings attached. That's not what happened.
I just cannot fathom any guy in my life, anyone that I've ever been friends with, having that proposition come up and then being like, okay.
Well, just in general, being a sperm donor, which again, stop calling it that you slept with her and you like did the thing.
That's okay. It's so, I'm like, even that is like such a, like, right. Then you might have kids out there. You don't know. This is like, he wouldn't know. Also, if she's from where he's from, like, you know her.
Yeah. It's never going to be that simple. Like 2 seconds of thought would have given you that foresight. But also just in general, like, even if you do want to call it a sperm donor, which is not what this was, do you know how many like aspects of it people have to consider before they go through with it, both with donating eggs or being sperm donors? Like, that is going to be your child walking around. That is a very trippy thing. It's something you need to sit with. In no world have I ever met a man that would take that lightly. Like, it's actually insane.
That's the thing. I'm like, I can't think of anyone I've ever met that would have been like even considering that. And he's like, well, I thought, like, sounds
you're
easy enough.
You're saying no drama, what? Period, no drama. It's like, it's too much. Okay, so here's part three, yet another location and outfit change.
So this woman told me I got her pregnant the same day she got her period, and then accidentally exposed herself on TikTok 3 years later. May 7th, 2021, Maria gets her birth control arm implant out. She's from my hometown, and she was living in New Orleans at the time, so she could only be here on the weekends. So she came in town the next 2 weekends, May 14th and May 21st. We partied with my friends, she stayed over, she had someone take these pictures, and then later tried to use them to prove we were in a relationship. We weren't. What was I supposed to say? Don't take a picture with me? And then I went to California. While I'm there, I posted with another girl, Whitney. She's only a friend, but Maria didn't know that. Maybe she got jealous, I don't know, but what she did next will never cease.
Yeah, you do know.
On June 6, 2021, Maria gets her period. She knows I didn't get her pregnant, and she also knows I'm about to move across the country. So she invites me to brunch and she tells me she's pregnant, fully knowing that she's not. Then she starts drinking, like, a lot. We then leave and go to another restaurant and meet up with my friend Dylan, and she also tells him that she's pregnant. Dylan,
I'm so dead. Every page is one screenshot. That is actually so crazy
that he's not even showing.
He's
all of it
through like four right now, and it's just one screenshot. One, and he's literally, for someone who has so many receipts, he is showing like one thing, a TikTok. It's not giving.
I know. Very briefly too, but he is gonna show some stuff that is a little
I hope
compelling.
So I need something else, something a little bit more substantial.
Dylan and I think it's weird that she's drinking, but she insists it's okay. Here's the proof that this video is on June 6th.
Okay.
Fuck this place, move to California.
Hey, you didn't get a lemon in here.
Oh, fuck, wrong way.
This video is dumb, but it shows two things. Maria was drinking, and I made it very clear that I was leaving. And that's important because that brunch, that's the last time I ever saw her until the week before the baby was born.
So you allegedly get confirmation that you got her pregnant.
Then he moves to California.
Yeah, sure. But he sits there while she is binge drinking and like just says like, we tried to tell her no. No, get the fuck up and leave. Like, who wants to be with someone or like be around someone. I'm not even talking about being like in
that's
a relationship.
That's what I think is so odd. The way he phrases it is like, well, and then we went to another restaurant. No. You went to another bar. You were drinking all
day. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
But then also like you were irresponsible as well for even sitting by someone and haha, la-di-da. It doesn't seem like you were
she
in that
okay.
uncomfortable. That sounds like bullshit. He sounds like he was like a super irresponsible 20-something year old.
Yeah.
That's just
that was
all
just
this
drunk all the time.
Yeah.
She was on her period when she told me she was pregnant.
No, stop. What is this? Okay, you're going to jail, Brett, and I'm the one that's going to send you there because that just pissed me the fuck off.
I literally was watching it. I was like listening.
Me.
I'm like, wait, what's happening? And I looked, I'm like, what is this? It's like a transition into him talking more about like evidence. But I'm like, we didn't need that.
We could have skipped that one. It's so loud. Like, I'm going to lower it for you guys because whenever there's like a really loud sound, I always lower it. But that was so loud in comparison to the rest of the audio. That just made me so upset. Honestly, though, it is entertaining me. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. It, you know, I love a good bad transition. It keeps me going.
Prove we were in a relationship. She changed the dates on the photos, but we'll get into that later. And then she posted this one. I then tell my girlfriend, who's a nurse, that she took that photo the day that she told me she was pregnant. And Hadley's like, hold up, there's no way. Let me see that ultrasound photo again.
Where Hadley cracks
so
the case.
So we pull up the ultrasound that she sent my mom. The ultrasound was done on January 17th, 2022. And it showed that she was 32 weeks and one day. I've since learned that pregnancy is calculated from the first day of a woman's last menstrual period.
Correct.
And if we count back 32 weeks and one day from January 17th, 2022, we get June 6th, 2021, the day she told me she was pregnant. And we didn't sleep together that day either.
I will say that is not the same for every woman. It is a calculation. That's why due dates are estimates, essentially, of when you may go into labor. It's not like a guarantee this is the day you got pregnant. And this is like, I literally know when I got pregnant with my daughter and it wasn't exactly where they said I was. You know what I mean? It was a few days off. So we can't use that calculation as like a end all. I don't know. Just saying, I'm not defending Maria at all. I'm just saying like, that's not.
Well, I mean, also he's done paternity tests. And he's
no, 100%. I agree. But I'm just saying like in general, that is not accurate. Like
I don't
totally.
Remember that when he said though that like when the time he saw before, I think they hadn't seen each other in a little bit.
So it couldn't have even been before by a little bit.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, his girlfriend, Nurse Hadley, has cracked the case and has their solid proof now that he couldn't have been the father.
Right. Aside from the paternity test, which is like obviously he's not the father.
But I think this is leaning more into she knew he wasn't the dad. Like she conned him into believing.
I think that
anyway.
One element that's missing so far for me, and we'll see if he addresses this is that he admittedly became a part of the child's life and then for 2 years thought that that child was his. And whenever there's situations like this, I genuinely wonder, like, how do you, when you find out you're not the father, just like disconnect because you thought that was your kid? Now, he says that he was like a present, like he was paying child support and he was present and they did have multiple visits and stuff.
I wondered that too. I was like, is that like, do you know now it's like,
yeah,
whatever,
like, okay,
not
bye,
mine,
kid,
bye.
I don't
like
give
that
a shit.
Seems
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
but I would have to assume to a certain extent that he feels some kind of way about that.
Right.
But
for sure.
At the same time, I don't think they had this very close relationship. It was more of like a visitation once in a while that was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they ever had that close.
Maybe
of
he doesn't feel
bond.
Comfortable talking about that part of like connection to
yeah.
the child. I'm sure he dealt with a lot of feelings in regards to that.
Yeah.
It's just like he doesn't talk about it ever. So I was just curious, like, that has to suck.
I would thought that too, because I'm like, okay, well, so then you find out that not only did she con you out of this money, but then you have this like attachment
to the child,
a child that
yeah.
now you have no access to. And honestly, it's sad. I'm he's a victim, obviously,
for sure,
in this situation, but the baby, I feel like, is
yeah
also, because it's like,
who is their dad?
One, they're gonna grow up and figure, well, apparently they found out.
Oh god. Okay.
We don't have the full brief on that yet, but keep going.
Since she never saw me after that, that means that she knew from the beginning that I was never the father. Furthermore, here's proof that I'm in California the only weekend that she could have gotten pregnant. She trapped me before there was even a baby. And the crazy part, we probably would have never found out if she wouldn't have posted the photos. She exposed her own lie, and it only gets crazier from here.
See,
so
I can't.
I was kind of bored up until now, but the next two parts, I will say, are much more. There's some more receipts.
Okay,
it's
period.
Like,
but also,
oh,
just
God.
Again, reiterating, I don't like the cliffhangers. I think they're tacky in this
yeah,
situation.
I agree.
Here's how I ended up the birth of a baby that I was only supposed to be a sperm donor for. July 12th, 2021,
the
she
binder.
Confirms that she's actually pregnant. We only found that out later when she started posting on TikTok, but at that time she kept quiet. From July 22nd through July 26th, I was with my friend Whitney. She met my mom and she posted it on Facebook. Maria didn't know she was just a friend, and based on what happened next, I think she got jealous. Because not long after, Maria starts messaging my mom.
Hello?
Hey, Mama.
The night I guess that we first met, I guess was that night at the half shell. One of the first things after we introduced ourselves and sat down, I can possibly, you know, remember her saying to me that she hoped that I didn't think that she took advantage of my son. And, of course, I gave a full answer to that. We went on to discuss, and she mentioned, you know, how I guess she was impressed with you to be so young and so successful at that age. I can remember her mentioning your house and all your toys.
From that point on, Maria started pulling my mom in deeper. She would ask for baby pictures of me, and she told my mom that baby's gonna look just like me. She made my mom feel important and needed, and when Maria told her that she had no one, my mom felt pressured to come to the birth.
She told me if something ever happens to her, I want you to raise the baby.
Oh my God, stop. Like, that's wild. Yeah.
By then, my family was in, they were planning to be at the birth, and I was about to be too. My mom tells me that Maria told her she has no one coming to the birth, no family, no support. She's scared and she really wants me to be there. So I booked the flight on February 23rd, 2022, and it's $677. And I sent Maria the screenshot. By this time, Maria has already had two separate baby showers and never posted anything about it. Not one bump photo, nothing. And then a few hours after I booked my ticket, and on the same day that I sent her the screenshot confirming I was gonna be at the birth. And at 8.5 months pregnant, that is the first time she ever posts that she's pregnant. And she uses my last name. She waited until I was fully in, and then she told the world. She didn't just lie, she made sure the lie had backup. The day the baby was born, I was there, and I was the first person to ever hold the baby. And I just remember thinking, this is what it feels like to become a dad. I didn't care about anything else in that moment. My parents are there posting about how they're grandparents again. And then the nurse comes in and she brings in the forms for the birth certificate and the acknowledgement of paternity. I signed everything because I thought the baby was mine and Maria knew I wouldn't. After the birth, she scheduled a full-blown newborn photo shoot. She posed me holding the baby and they would jump in the photos. She had my dog in the photos too.
I'm done.
And had already ordered a dog. Bandana that said Big Brother. She shared the photos online.
The bandana no idea on the dog.
I was already blocked on Facebook. She was posting pictures of me and the baby, making it look like we were this perfect little family. And while I'm across the country, she's messaging my childhood friends. She's asking my best friend Dylan and his girlfriend Megan to babysit, and they do. She starts asking my friends and family if they want to be the godparents. She didn't just
ask these
one
receipts,
or two people.
Though.
Yeah, he goes...
I'm not doubting that they happened, right. But I'm like, I want to see these ones.
Like, you have the binder. Just show us.
Get the messages from your friends.
Yeah.
Get the pictures. Why didn't we have the picture of you and the baby and her?
I know. He did post some from the newborn shoot in the first series.
Oh.
I remember him, like, holding the baby's feet.
Then you're taking all this time to do all of these parts. At least get the editing
in. I know.
Like,
listen.
You have the receipts.
I have multiple quarrels with his creative choices. I could go on all day.
He told multiple friends they might be chosen. Literally, this is what my brother posted of me, the baby, and my friends. He joked, the godparents who didn't make the cut. And Maria liked the picture. At first, she kept things peaceful and calm. It's like she didn't want to risk pushing me away too fast. Once I was settled into this nice little world she created for me, that's when she started to tighten her grip. And that's when the real abuse begins. Part 5 coming tonight.
See,
that killed me.
Come
I was like, oh, fucking A.
You don't realize it's abuse when there's no bruises. But she didn't need violence. She used my love.
Okay, he is showing text messages, presumably from Maria, but they're very, very cropped. So, you know, it's just like kind of like
we do see
firing.
Them later, not cropped.
Okay, cool. So there's I hope you fucking die, I would say is the worst. Jesus fucking Christ, I don't think should be up there. I will not let you see her. You're a fucking dick, Brett. Remove you from her life. All that stuff. Okay, anyway.
My love for the baby to control me. She waited until I was all in. Once I settled into my role as a father, once she knew I wasn't going anywhere, that's when it changed. The control started small, a comment here, a demand there, but it escalated fast. It was Easter 2022 and I flew home to see the baby. I spent nearly $900 on flights. My whole family was at the house. My parents, nieces, uncles, aunts, cousins. I blocked off my Airbnb and I hosted everyone, including Maria and the baby. At first, things seemed normal. She was upstairs drinking, talking with my mom, being friendly. I was downstairs with my cousin, just hanging out. The more she drank, the more her attitude started to shift. There was this edge to her, you know, sharp glances and short responses. I could feel it building. Then, out of nowhere, she leans over the upstairs balcony, clearly drunk, and screams down at me in front of everyone, "Get your ass up here and take care of your child." My mom says This is the first time that she saw it. That Maria expected something from me way beyond what we agreed to. For me, it was the first sign that if I didn't do what she wanted, she would humiliate me in front of everyone. After that day, things shifted.
I think that she does sound like, okay, whoa, what? But at the same time, I think you kind of also, not, this isn't defending Maria, but it is just pointing out that, like, you kind of blurred the lines when you were like, well, I am going to be a dad.
Yeah, well, so that's the same issue that I had with the first time we covered this, is that he skips over a lot of, like, what did that look like? You say you had some visits, so it's not like you were not at all involved in the child's life. Were those lines possibly blurred for both of you? Is that something that, like, he is willing to go into depth about? I mean, Lily pointed out before we filmed this, there's going to be plenty more parts. This is the last part we have for right now, but he's going to continue to upload, and then we'll just keep an eye on it.
I believe that she was super toxic and manipulative.
For sure.
Also, maybe mentally unstable. And I don't want to be like victim blaming. It's not allowed this to happen. But it's like, you kind of set yourself up for a very precarious situation.
Yeah. And I'm sure he has a lot of regrets there.
For sure. It just seems like it was very easy for her to take advantage and then also to manipulate him into maybe feeling bad for not helping with the kid, because it's like he did agree to be in her life, but it's like you can't just be like, I'm gonna be a dad, but then like not be there, and like you need to have some kind of agreement.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like this lacked a lot of thinking. Like the whole
thing, I think it was just very messy.
Yeah,
at first, but every time I didn't respond fast enough and give her what she wanted, she would use the baby against me. May 16th, 2022, she asked if her and the baby could stay at my Airbnb.
I remember this screenshot.
I don't answer right away. A few hours later, she threatens to take the baby away from me, so I say yes. She moves in, I cover rent, utilities, internet, everything. Meanwhile, I can't rent it out during peak season. I'm losing money left and right, but I tell myself it's worth it to stay in the baby's life. August 2022, I come back again, so I have to drive an hour each day just to see the baby, and then an hour back just to sleep with my parents. I keep showing up, I keep complying, because by now, it's clear. I push back, I lose access. After she moved out of the Airbnb, the control...
So you wanted access, like you wanted actually probably more.
And that's what I feel bad for, because it does seem like he, while very misguided and maybe not the brightest cred in the box, that he does seem like he was like, he wanted to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And he like... did care about the baby, and that she took advantage of that.
Yeah.
She texted me, "This is what I want from you." She wanted me to start paying the full daycare amount, even though there was no court order in place. And in exchange, she said that I could have the baby every other weekend if I stay at my parents' house. I've never been arrested. I didn't use drugs. I've never been violent, abusive, or even raised my voice around her. There was no court ruling, no concern from a judge, nothing. It wasn't co-parenting, it was control. My access to the baby came with conditions that she made up as she went. Then, about a week later, she posted a photo on Instagram with the man that we now know is the dad. Just something to note, we'll get into that later. Then came the baptism. We talked about this in my first video,
in
but here's
50.
A quick recap. I drove a 14-hour round trip just to be there. The night before, she asked me to come hang out. I said no, I didn't want to give her the wrong impression. So, she told me I wasn't allowed to come to the baptism, just like that. I didn't fight it, I just let my parents go instead. I was just trying to keep the peace. By summer of 2023, things took another turn. Now it wasn't just emotional pressure, it was legal. I was overwhelmed and hiring an attorney felt too expensive. Plus, I had no reason to question paternity.
Why?
I think
why
I
did you
think
have no
of a
reason
few
to question
reasons.
Paternity? Because I could, what do you mean?
I mean, I think he means that he didn't know the whole, like, she wasn't even pregnant. Like, he didn't have that inkling. But I think it's arguable that you should have always had a lot of questions, and that's the issue here.
And I think she lied to him and said that, like, you are the only person I've slept with. It could only be yours.
Interesting.
He's like, oh, well, it had to be. But it's like, or she was just sleeping with other people and lied.
I get $1,400 a month in child support and $16,000 in back pay. I felt trapped. In those same messages, she said that she didn't want to go in front of a judge. Looking back now, that feels important. I agreed to pay $750 a month and $10,000 in back child support just to avoid a legal battle. I didn't think I could win, so on August 21st, I wired her $10,000. You think that once the court order was in place, things would settle down, but they didn't. If anything, the control got worse. I made my first court-ordered child support payment on November 1st. Less than 2 weeks later, she's calling me names, refusing to let me keep the baby overnight, and demanding more money again. Even simple visits came with strict conditions. When I tried to coordinate a time...
You're a fucking dick, Brett. Won't reach out again. Just make sure you're paying me on the first. Have a good one.
Jesus.
And then it feels like there must be, like, deleted messages in between them. Because then he, like, is like, I was going to pick the baby up from daycare and do something with her if that's cool. It feels like there was no other discussion after she had said that.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think he's lying. No, I don't think so that there's some missing context that
Now this is kind of what I was asking for earlier, where it's like, now we're finally seeing just how involved he was. And it seems like quite. He was honest, though, saying, like, he wanted to step up once she... gave birth, but I don't know. I feel like that's very, very, very involved for someone that was not trying to be
a sperm donor. He never says that he wanted to be uninvolved with the baby. He wanted to be uninvolved with
Maria.
And she doesn't seem like she was willing to let him co-parent.
Right.
It was like, it's either you're part of this family or you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
She laid out impossible rules for pickup and drop off. She told me exactly when, where, and how, and still refused overnight visits. She insulted me in one breath, demanded child support in the next. I gave her extra money, $30 here, $250 there, all outside the court order.
That was for $1,000.
I was trying to avoid conflict and trying to save the baby's life. Then out of nowhere, she texts me that she wants to be with me. I told her gently, again, that's not what I want. Days later, she posts photos of me and the baby at our house on Christmas morning, like we're a happy little family. By early 2024, it felt like there was no line that she wouldn't cross. February 1st, I make the court-ordered child support payment on time. On Valentine's Day, I posted this photo while I was out to dinner. I wasn't even in town. It wasn't my girlfriend. Just a night out. Maria saw it and immediately started freaking out, texting that I should have taken the baby to dinner instead. Then she said, keep this up and I won't let you see her anymore.
She says, and you know, it's fucking bizarre to me that you can flaunt your social life and this girl on social media, but there's literally nothing of your daughter. I hope she realizes how big of a loser you are. I try not to say anything, but I feel like you need to know how much terrible you look. Okay.
Yeah.
Could have taken your daughter out for Valentine's Day. You're never here for her. Grow up soon, Brett.
She also says, the baby will remember you were never here.
Because you're going to tell her that.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah, I'm like actually.
I hate when parents do that. They're like speaking for their child. Like, yeah. You don't even know how she feels. I'm not letting you make me feel like my daughter is not good enough for you anymore. It sounds like you feel like you're not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I don't give a shit about your money. We can and will survive without you. You keep this up, Brett, and I will not let you see her anymore. Honestly, I wish you never came back into the picture. I am so over it. Have a great rest of your trip. Crashing out because he posted and there was a female in the picture. That's insane.
That's the thing. It's like she seems like she had this like just vision of we're gonna be a happy family and like didn't let it go and kept trying to make it work. And then as soon as he not only was he saying no to like can we be a family, but then if there was any signs of him doing something that might like take him further away from her, it seemed like that was like,
yeah, I think that's like the bigger conversation here. And regardless of his questionable delivery of it, it really is a woman that took advantage of someone, used a baby to do it, her own child,
yeah,
and like financially exploited him for years.
Yeah.
That is horrendous.
Yeah. I sent her $100 for a Valentine's dinner for her and the baby. Just trying to avoid another explosion. March 1st, I pay again. $750 in support, plus $31 extra for dance class. Again, not a court order.
Dance class.
Just trying to keep the peace. Then she posts birthday photos, thanking our family and best friends for coming to celebrate. We don't share family or best friends. She just went out of her way to find my family and friends, message them, and inserted herself into every part of my life. I pay for the birthday party, $364, so she didn't need extra money. However, the next day, she demands the child support payment 26 days early. When I say no, she tells me to die and says I'll never see her again. The next day, I send her $156, not because I wanted to or was ordered to by the courts, because I felt like I didn't even have a choice anymore. Then she posts even more birthday photos, this time at dinner with my family, like everything was normal. I guess because I paid her, she was happy. By this point, I was drained financially, emotionally, mentally. She controlled when I could see the baby, how much I paid, what I was allowed to post, and how I lived my life. And every time I pushed back, she would punish me for it. It didn't matter how much I gave, she always wanted more. And I didn't think it could get worse. But then I met Hadley. And for the first time since meeting Maria, I was in a real relationship. An actual one, and it was serious. Part 6 of Maria's Web of Lies will be up tomorrow.
Oh, brother. That's going to be up before we post
I know, it's probably up right now. I don't even want to look.
So there will definitely be updates here. I genuinely do wish that he would have come with this energy the entire time. Because this is resonating
like
with me.
He
for
waited
sure.
for a while to get to this part and like showing the most egregious, like her saying, I hope you fucking die. Like,
because you didn't
fuck?
Pay her?
Like,
that's absolutely insane. Yeah. And that's so fucked. Yeah. And in general, again, like I said, like using the baby to do all of this because she was like obsessed with him, it felt like. Like
literally, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, it's really, really shitty and horrible. And I do think that in general, like, I feel like she should have to pay him back every cent.
There should be legal consequences.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He said in the beginning, it's over $50,000.
Yeah, that's insane. And I really think that she should have to pay for that. I do just, I don't know, like, I feel like there's multiple things here. And like, I just think he could have gone without like the first 3 parts. I think we could have just done with 4 and 5.
It
maybe
almost
no
like was kind of cheapening the story.
It
and,
is.
Like,
it and it doesn't deserve to be.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I think at the root of this, it really is someone that took advantage of him. And I'm sure he learned from it, but it is so insane to see the decisions that he made that led to that. Because it's like,
again,
oh,
it's like, it's not even meant to victim blame.
No.
It's just like, oh my God.
It's so unfortunate.
What?
It's
like,
so bad.
He just, it's like he's so naive.
Yeah.
And again, drunk golden retriever.
Yeah, drunk golden retriever is accurate.
So people have been looking for her.
They found her.
They did, but what I wanted to point out is because I don't, she's like private now, I think, and hasn't said anything. But people have also found
a random
someone
Maria.
Else named Maria.
I know, it's so unfortunate.
I didn't realize that it wasn't her. They only showed like very brief pictures of her, but I thought this was actually her. And just watch it, I was dying because I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Lynn.
It's not her.
And here's my side of the story.
I'm done.
Hold on. To be honest, I was kind of drunk when I started blowing up. And my friends were like, Maria, you're blowing up on TikTok again. I'm like,
eating the Cheetos.
Again?
Fucking killed me.
Also, have you guys tried the cheese pizza puffs? I don't really like it.
Oh,
I
period.
Think the regular hot Cheeto puffs are way better.
Imagine, like, I opened that thinking that it was going to be her. I was like,
have you seen that Hadley,
oh God,
nurse Hadley commented on it? It says, I appreciate you, cool Maria, for not having the cops show up to my house like real estate Maria did after she posted about using the situation to promote her real estate business. Oh, we missed a chapter there.
Oh, so there was another Maria probably that people, I think Maria, that's not an uncommon name.
Right.
So I think a lot of people have been falsely identified as the Maria in this
and
story.
And so there was a real estate Maria version? That, like, called the cops?
Yeah, I guess. But also had, like, been taking advantage of the
situation.
Oh,
my God. And then the other comments are bad, wrong door, sorry, girl. Y'all are so nosy that we got the wrong person. Oh, my God, I'm dead. The internet is crazy.
Maria's response to Hadley is, I'm just a girl caught up in the crazy mix of this. But no worries, people have actually been pretty nice. I still catch a couple strays here and there, but nothing I can't handle.
Oh, my God, there's so many funny comments. Such a bad time to be called Maria Nguyen. I agree. Well, anyway, needless to say, there will be an update soon on that. That's crazy. And I just, in general, I just want to be clear. I do think that he is being truthful. I think that everything that happened to him is horrible. I think that his delivery was questionable. And I like the way you phrased it. It cheapened it. Like, this made it more of a spectacle than, like, actually giving it the attention it deserved. And it absolutely, should I not have to cover this on the show, I would have been out after the first TikTok. I would have been like, okay,
for sure.
I'm not interested. Coming from someone who's like had to give some receipts on the internet before, like you've got to just like sit and do it. Like you cannot do this weird rigmarole. Like if it really matters to you that people sit through it. And I am glad that some people did. Again, I wouldn't have. Like I would have been out on part one. There are a substantial amount of people that did stick with it. And I am glad that they did because I do think that it deserves to be seen and like heard. And I think that this woman was horrible if this is all true. But what is all of it? The fucking James Bond transition. It lives in my memory.
That one killed me.
Well, anyway, that's all we got for you guys today. Shall we do a We Love the Internet?
Yes.
I've got mine prepped.
What is it? It's about poop.
You know what? Not today. Caption says, all he wanted to do was get the pollen off the car before it rained. Do you have like pollen everywhere in California? It is everywhere here.
No.
Everything is a blanket of green on just literally every crevice of outside. Thank God I am superior with genetics and I don't have any sort of allergies. Sorry to those of you who are prone to that. I was like,
that sounds very unfortunate.
No, yeah, it's bad. It's even more unfortunate if you're this kind old man.
Papa, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready to spray the car. It's got pollen all over it. I was going to clean it before it rains. And
kind of counterproductive, but okay.
Damn hose, it says it's non-kinkable. And what the hell that's called then? Non-kinkable, my ass. Look at this son of a bitch. That's more than a kink. There ain't any pressure. Where's my nozzle? Jesus Christ.
He's just having a day.
Oh no. Oh, poor guy.
Oh, just wait.
Everything's oh, a no. job. Just rinse it. Ah, God damn.
I would have lost my shit. Look at him. What? How is that a solution? How is that going to fix anything?
I might have died. I would have probably reacted the same way.
I'm dead.
Oh, bless his heart.
Nothing.
He's soaking
nothing
wet.
Nothing in this house works. Nothing.
What are you doing?
I'll show you. I'm bringing it wet. I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Set up. Can you imagine if the tire would have just popped?
I was just waiting for that to happen.
Like the day he's really bold for even trying that.
Oh, wow. That was funny.
He was just, you know, going through it. There are times like that. Everything just goes wrong.
I mean, even yesterday, I kind of was like, when the fucking subtitles popped up, I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
There's just like, things go wrong. To do. Yeah.
You guys, actually, I'm sorry. We don't have time for my We Love the Internet because we took a little longer than anticipated because of that 5-part
series. Yep. And I have to go. So,
but I'll do it to you next time.
Well, anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe if you're going to Coachella. Say hi to Lily if you see her. And yeah, we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Don't judge me if you see me.
Yeah,
bye.
Please.
Cheers.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.